This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Hey, everybody. Good to be here. Have you along with me each and every week. I really am appreciate it. I really do. We're sitting back today in our favorite chairs, aren't we? I'm sitting back in the Dodge Viper chair. Oh, yeah, this thing is... It doesn't smell antique-ish. It just smells like a Dodge Viper, which is smells fast. Boy, those cars are fun. Oh, yeah, the ACR. Can you imagine? I can, because I have. Don't own. Should own, but I don't own. Cost too much. Anyway, I just answered everything. I just solved all the world's problems right there on the Dodge Viper word. Two of them. Dodge Viper. Anyway, if you've got one, I'd love to. A banana-colored one. Remember those? Oh, boy, they have changed over the years. Convertibles to roll-up windows to air conditioning. And oh, the side pipes were so hot, it'd burn your leg there as you're driving on the left. The clutch and brake pedal was offset. Anyway, hey, this is just a little taste of what Auto World's all about. See, Auto World is interactive, informative, and all things automotive, folks. And I do want to say thank you for coming along for the ride each and every week. No mask needed, and take it off. Relax. Sit back. Safety glasses, please. Safety glasses. Put some gloves on. I'm broadcasting from the Greasy Garage Studio, and sometimes the grease gun just gets a little bit carried away. We don't want to... Yeah, what happened to the grease guns? They're gone. Yeah, I've got them, but they're called antiques now. Basically hanging on the wall here at the Greasy Garage Museum. That's right, because not too many of your cars out there that you're driving today have grease circs. They don't have grease circs anymore. And that means the nylon bushings to rubber bushings to, well, they're squeaking. You probably have a squeak going on right now in your car, and you're wondering, how can I get rid of that squeak, Mark? Drive it into the lake that's full of WD-40, and then you have zero squeaks. By the way, WD-40 doesn't last long. Anyway, this is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host, from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho. I'm very proud to say that. Been here for many years. 40 years of doing the repair, of course, and touching and tasting. And today, here on Auto World, we're going to do a lot of fun with you. And first off, let's start it off with, I want you to be involved. You're the star of the show each and every week. In order to be involved, all you got to do is email and or call with your concerns, your questions, share your Auto World tips. I do know that each and every one of you are in your own Auto World every day. You're getting in the car, you're getting in the truck, you're probably making a payment each month on that truck. You've got insurance on that truck, you've got license plate registration on that truck, that car. You're putting gas in that car. You're plugging it in if it's electric. You might even be putting propane in that van that you have. Whatever you drive, have. I'm a fan of all of it. Yes, a lot of people might get mad at me, and they do sometimes in person. Mark, what's a good brand? What's a good model? I don't really answer it. I'm kind of like a politician. No, I do answer it. How I say that is, buy a brand and a model that fits your life. Be comfortable with it. If it doesn't work for what you use it for, utility-wise, because, our classic and antique-type cars aren't something that we're going to be driving to and from the store all the time. We have classic plates on them. They are only designed to be, drive them in parades, maybe, or drive them to the store every once in a while. Sock hop, go down and have a milkshake and a burger with it, and that's it. And then it goes back and gets parked. But buy a car that works for you. And if it keeps spending your money at the repair shop, get rid of it. Be done with it. Anyway, with that said, I've got a question for you here this week. First and second hour. This is the third hour. The first and second hour, I had some emails come in and answer it. And I do appreciate that. The question this week here on Auto World. do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? And I'm talking electric EV type NASCAR cars. Are they going to get rid of the carbon print in racing? Are they going to be done with the fuel burning carbon printed, carbon, you know, footprint out there in NASCAR? They're now running back on dirt at Bristol. It was rain delayed, but they're going to try to get her done. And when they do, I'll report on it. It's going to be fun to watch those. Everybody, they're used to asphalt. They're going to run on dirt. But do you think that NASCAR will be all electric one day? Since 1992, the phone number hasn't changed. It's still the same, and that is 855-660-4261. And my email hasn't changed. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com and Facebook Messenger. Please, you can use Facebook Messenger. With that little housekeeping, Auto World Media Instagram account. That's the address, Auto World Media. Go over there and take a look. I've put a little picture up. I shared that picture with you on Facebook, Mark Evans' Facebook page, and also Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look at that old 52-53 Chevrolet. And I said, there's water coming out where the radiator's supposed to be, going into a pond. That thing's parked, and it looks like spring has sprung. And it has. Spring has sprung in all of our areas throughout the world. That's what I'm talking about is allergies. Oh, yeah. That stuff in the air. Your car is sucking the pollen in, folks. Do you spray anything down the nozzle, the nostril of your car, your truck, to get rid of the pollen? What? It's called an air filter. Is it plugged with pollen? I know I have allergies. Axelrod Alex and I were talking about that earlier. And, you know, do you have allergies? Well, guess what? If you've got allergies because of spring has sprung, you're probably going to blow a head gasket if you can't breathe, just like your car. What do you want to spray in the nozzle? The nostril? The snozzle? Is that really a word, snozzle? Yeah, I think it is. I'm going to make it a word. Officially, it's a word. The snozzle of your car. What do you spray in there? FI cleaner. Fuel injector. Aerosol cleaner. Spray. Do it when it's warmed up. Make sure that you do not. In today's world, we have electronic components. The barometer sensor's plugged in, too. That rubber snorkel that looks like an accordion boot. Do not take all that off. And now you can, though, unsnap it where the air filter is. Unsnap there. Leave the air filter in the box. But just do not take off the air snorkel and just get it up to operating temperatures. See if you can't get a friend in there. Go about 2,000 RPMs, 2,200. 2,500, but no more than that. Bring the RPMs up, leave them there, and then spray that fuel injector cleaner aerosol into the snozzle of your car. The snozzle, yes. The air intake plenum is what we call that. And it's going to suck it in. It's going to clean all the pollen in this auto world area that we're in. And the world we live in is auto world. That means there's carbon, not pollen. Yes, pollen gets sucked in there, and your poor car's got to, you know, it's plugged up with carbon. Keep it running. Keep it RPMs up. Spray the fuel injector cleaner in there. It'll clean it up. Clean all the carbon up. Go right out the exhaust pipe, and you'll get better fuel economy, more torque, and more horsepower. And your car will thank you. While you're right there, take a look at the air filter and make sure that the air filter is good and clean. How do you test that? It's a waffle style. It's not a round air filter style anymore with the newer cars. If you've got the round style, you can check them the same way. Light. Just hold it up to the sun. Can you see sun through there? Light through there. If you don't have sun and it's a cloudy day over there in Seattle, you folks listening in the Seattle, Portland area, you might not have sun. It's raining. That's okay. You got a flashlight? Just use a flashlight. Make sure you just see light through it. The air filters are so cheap that you just throw the thing away and get a new one. Now, K&N. It's a brand of an air filter. K&N. It has oil on it. Oil sucks in dirt quicker. So if you got a K&N, you probably got a plugged up air filter. Let's get it cleaned, folks. That's just a taste of what's coming here on Auto World. When we come back, what happened on this day in automotive history? Right here from the Greasy Garage Studio. I got all my M&M's gone, so I'm on popcorn now. Oh, boy, popcorn and M&M's together. Oh. We'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hang up and drive, get off of that telephone. You are on the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you're doing is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at.
So honey, hang up and drive, get off of that telephone.
Oh yeah, those cell phones, watch out. Hey folks, don't talk on the phone and text while you're driving. Welcome back to the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. It's trivia time. I love trivia. We learn a lot from trivia. Well, back in 1938, the first steering column gear shift in the United States is introduced by Cadillac and becomes common on most manual shift cars. Back in 1938. Well, that's probably...
Hey, Grease Monkey, show what you got.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you what I got. You never know. You know, everybody calls me Grease Monkey. I'm going to go into the email bag right now. I'm reaching in and go into the repair email bag. So we have something to fix here, because I was asked, show me what you got, Grease Monkey. I'm going to show you right now. I got an email here. Looks like, yes, I can read it. Let's do it. Mark, quick question on washing my car. What do you recommend for getting tree sap off my car? Love listening to you every week. I learn a lot. Kathy in Mesquite, Nevada. Well, Kathy, thank you. I do appreciate that. That's my paycheck, Kathy. I do appreciate that. With that, let's do a shout out. A shout out to one of our great affiliates down in Mesquite, Nevada, and that is KZNU 1450 AM, St. George, Utah. Mesquite, Nevada. Oh, across the border. See that? And you never know what one station. The power. There's our horn for the shout out. The power of our affiliates. And Carl, hey, thanks. He's a VP and PD, program director of KZNU, 1450 AM, St. George, Utah, Mesquite, Nevada. And Kathy, that is a great question. Spring has sprung. And tree sap is in the air, isn't it? Trees, flowers, roses, all this. The pollen, the sap, everything's starting to drip from the sky, including acid rain. So, here's what we all need. Kathy, this is something you might not have ever even heard of, along with some of our listeners. It's McGee's 37. McGee's, I'll spell that. M-C-K-E-E-S. McGee's 37. 37. Roadkill bug remover. This is the truth. I am not kidding anyone right now. This is the facts. McGee's 37 Roadkill Bug Remover, folks. It is actually a spray-on, and it just wipes the bugs, the tar, the pollen, the acid rain, all the pollution, the sewage is coming from the clouds above. Kathy, McGee's 37. Look for Roadkill Bug Remover right on the package, right on the bottle. That's what works the best. And, you know, there's a lot of product out there. And thank you, Kathy. And real quick, send me an email, Kathy, of I don't have any McGee's 37 Roadkill Bug Remover. Sorry about that. But I do have a lot of other items that keeps your car clean on the inside, outside, all around side. We'll send you out some wash drops, some products from Mother's, and some products from Meguiar's. But I don't have any McGee's 37 Roadkill Bug Remover. I have one bottle, Kathy. Sorry, it's in my greasy garage for my cars. I'm sorry, I can't share it. You got to go to the auto parts store, AutoZone or Pep Boys or Advanced Auto Parts or O'Reilly's, wherever you might be living, and you're living in Mesquite, Nevada. Great little town. I love that. But, yeah, that's the thing. With that said, there's so much on that detail aisle, folks, in our parts stores that we're all confused. And Kathy just solved it. How do you know what to buy at those auto parts stores when it comes down to the detail aisle, or does it come down to maybe the accessory aisle? Call me right here on Auto World, and I can help you. 40 years of doing it and 40 years of experimenting, and that means experimenting with money. Buying it, using it, and saying, ew, yuck, it doesn't work, and throwing it away. How do you? You're the star. Right here, 855-660-4261 is our phone number here at Auto World since 1992, and or autoworldradio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is our email. You're more than welcome to Facebook. Message me, please. McGee's 37. Good product. With that said, too, now, if you're a company that is listening, don't be bashful. What I'm saying here, I've had some emails from some companies just saying, how come you're not mentioning our product on the air? Well, first and foremost, sponsorship-wise, and no, McGee's is not sponsoring Auto World at this time. But they could. You never know when they could step up and say, we'd like to get on there to help people get the right products. So if you're a company out there that might want to be, you know, involved here, I'd love to help our listeners. I love to help each and every one of our listeners and our people that are charter members, everybody. We've talked about 44K BG, is that company? I do share a lot of great products with people that work. Can you imagine how much money I've thrown away at the auto parts stores? Too much. Buying a product that I thought, as I read the label, that says it works, and it doesn't. I hate that. Hate it. How about you got a beautiful car, 2019, 2018, maybe a 1916. Doesn't have any paint on it. I've got one. Anyway, if you got a newer car and it's got good paint, all of a sudden you're sitting here saying, oh, my gosh, he's wanting me to put that on my paint job, and how do I know it works? I spray it on there. Next thing you know, well, Mark Evans just ruined my paint job. No. No, I will not do that to you. McGee's 37. Try it. Try it. Works good. If you got tar and bug, that's why it's called Roadkill Bug Remover. Okay, it's time, folks. What happened on this day in automotive history? Well, a car debuted. It's called a Scion. After an attempt to attract younger buyers directly to the Toyota marquee, it failed. The Scion did. The Japanese automaker aimed to launch a new brand that would do the job. It was the result of the Scion, which made its public debut in the New York Auto Show on, well, this day in automotive history, back in 2002. Just two models were shown, the BBX, later known as the XB, and the CCX, which became the TC. The production models debuted the following January at the LA Auto Show. Toyota then launched the 2004 Scion models in California on June 9, 2003. Throughout that year, Scion dealers slowly began to pop up in southern and eastern United States. And it would be a full year before the cars were available coast to coast. After hitting a peak sales of 170,000 in 2006, the struggles began. The 2008 financial crisis likely played a heavy role in the decease to basically 45,678 for the 2010 model year. Toyota hoped the brand's competitive pricing model would ultimately save it, but it didn't. But sales continued to slump. The introduction of the FRS sports car as a 2013 lead to an initial bump, but expeditions of other new models fell short. And in February 2016, Toyota announced the Scion would be absorbed into Toyota by the end of 2016 model year, and it was done and over with. Dissolved. Goodbye, Scion. Yeah, some of you have one of those. Maybe two of them. Hope you're doing good with it. We're going to come right back after a short break. Michael Phelps and Barrett Jackson?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New cases of COVID-19 are on the rise in the U.S., with more than 61,000 new infections reported per day over the last week. That's up about 12% from a week ago. Dr. Amesh Adalja believes pandemic fatigue does play into the rise in cases, but says it's also being driven by younger people who aren't yet eligible for vaccination in many places. The infectious disease expert tells Fox News that even as the new wave of cases are less likely to result in hospitalizations or deaths, it should be an imperative to open up vaccination availability.
So we're going to see kind of a decoupling of cases from hospitalizations, and I think that's a good thing. However, we still have to be vigilant with these cases. We still have to test, trace, and isolate, and states need to be aggressive with getting vaccine out to those younger age groups because they're going to be what's driving the spread, and we need to move past those priority groups and really start thinking about mass vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. 800-765-2593. That's 800-765-2593.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, you. Oh, get into my car. It's you. Oh, get into my car.
Now that we're all in, hey, thanks for coming into the car. We got a big car here in Auto World. We got a couple of you, a lot of you, I guess, throughout the world listening. I do appreciate that. With that said, throughout the world. What? Yeah, GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. I say that because if some of you are, of course, on a delayed station and or a station that only takes 1 or 2 hours of the show, you might not be getting the hour that you want to listen to. Just go to GCNLive.com and you can get it. Also, a little shout out to our own little Auto World podcast. Google Auto World Podcast. You'll be able to go back into the archives and listen, of course, there. And every hour is different, folks. Each and every hour, it's different information, different fun, different callers, different emailers, different problems, different programs, different. Everything's different each and every hour. So you don't want to miss an hour of Auto World right here from the Genesis Communications Network. Again, back to who am I? I'm Mark Evans. I know who you are. You're the star of the show. In order to be part of the show, join me at 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, with the email, I'm going to read an email here real quick also, but email me at any time, whatever's good with you, whatever comes up in your auto world, when your car, your truck, or you've got a question for me, just email me at any time. We put that in an email bag over here to the left. Yeah, it's a pretty big size bag, and I answer those throughout the week, and some of you, them, of course, I share with you live here on the Auto World Show each and every week. And each and every week, I don't want to bore you to death, so as you, I call this a magazine-type show. That means a variety of a lot of things. I've got emails, I've got your calls, I've got, of course, the Compare Car, Did You Know segment, interviews from last week. We had Matt Anderson, the curator of the, what? the Henry Ford Museum. That was last week. I believe it was the second hour, so if you didn't get a chance to listen to that interview, please do go back to Auto World Podcast. And or you can go to GCNlive.com, go in there and look for Auto World, and you go right to the archives. And it was a great interview. We learned a lot. It was 8 acres, folks. The museum, the Henry Ford Museum's 8 acres big. Matt said it takes about a full plan a day, a good day, to be able to walk through there. So, you know, I've been there. It keeps growing every year. It's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Well, I wanted to ask you this third hour, of course, which I'm going to ask you right now. Have you ever walked the boardwalk? Ever walked the boardwalk? Well, now you have a chance to be able to drive it. What? How are you going to drive a boardwalk, Mark? Well, this is how you're going to do it. Mini USA announces the launch of the Mini Countryman Boardwalk Edition. You heard it. Mini announces the launch of the Mini Countryman Boardwalk Edition. With U.S. content and pricing. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When's this all going to take place? Well, 2022 Boardwalk Edition, the latest mini special edition offering, comes well equipped with a lot of creature features. That's you and me. We're the creature features. Yeah, we're the creatures and we like the features. Oh, I love it. The little Mini S. Oh, the turbocharged. The suggested retail price of the Boardwalk Mini is going to be right around $38,365. Plus additional, you know, you got the destination charge and the handling fee, of course, all that. But, and it goes all the way up, by the way, a limited edition that's got all the bells and whistles, ding, ding, the whistles. What? Whistles? Yeah, whistles. Bells and whistles. It's going to go all the way up to a little bit over $40,000. Some change. $40,300 some change. But it's a Boardwalk Edition. It's got 18-inch pin spoke wheels. Oh, yeah, the piano black exterior trim. Oh, now that's the only black you want, folks. The Liberace piano black. That's black. The touchscreen navigation package, of course, on the console. The Boardwalk Edition also comes equipped with the door seals. Yep. Roof and dashboard graphics, as well as special boardwalk side graphics. You got to let everybody know what you're driving. The Boardwalk Edition is loaded with so many number of standard features, of course, that the folks over there in Mini give you. But they also have upped the ante and given you a lot more creature features. That's just a little taste and a little tease for you. To maybe go down and look at a Mini. Maybe go down and look at that the boardwalk. Oh, yeah. That's going to be awesome, I really think. Coming up later on here on Auto World, we're going to be talking a little bit about, oh, my God, I didn't share this with you yet, the best three-row. We're going to have that here in just a little bit. But before we do, let's go back to the email bag. I've got an email here, and we're going to go back to the repair email bag. There's one right here. What? Oh, I dropped it. Let me get it. There it is. Got it. This is the email of the repair kind. I have about 3 different types of email bags. We're going into the email repair bag, and it looks like, yes, I can read it on the air, and I'm going to, for each and every one of us here on Auto World to learn. So, this email says, "Hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. That's my paycheck, and I do appreciate that. I'm listening to you here in Edmond, Oklahoma." Oh, it's time for a shout-out. Let's do a shout-out. There's our horn. Shout-out to our great affiliate in Edmond, Oklahoma, KZLS, 1640 AM. Of course, Edmond, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Good to have you along. Oh, and by the way, Kevin, he's the PD, the program director and general manager of KZLS, 1640 AM. This gentleman here says, "Driving a 1998 Chevrolet pickup, every time I start it, it sounds like it's sparking. Like if you would touch jumper cables together for a second, it would spark. I have taken it to the repair shops, and no one can find the problem. Wondering if you have ever ran into this noise problem ever. Thank you for your time, Phil in Oklahoma." Again, Phil, thank you. And that spark, that doesn't just not 4th of July yet, so we don't need those sparks. Here's what's going on, Phil. First and foremost, and this is for every one of you, every one of you. I know you might not have sparks sounding and all this, but when I help someone with an email like we're going to help Phil in Oklahoma, think about your car. Carry it on to your car. It doesn't matter the make or the brand, but carry it on to your car. The noise, the smell I might be talking about. The spring has sprung radiator leak. Carry it on. It's all. It's for each and every make and model out there. Phil, I want you to check the sparking at nighttime.
What?
Yeah. I want it to be pitch blackout. Phil, I'm causing you to stay up late. Sorry about that. You're going to miss your local news. Do it after you watch the local news. Go out, pop the hood, bonnet. You're in Oklahoma, so it'd be called a hood. You folks overseas, over the pond there, it's a bonnet. Pop the hood at, 11 o'clock? P.M., 11 p.m. Make sure it's dark out. Dark. Okay, we went dark. Why? Because I want to see the sparks. Not because it's 4th of July, Phil, in Oklahoma, but what I want to see, you're going to have to open the hood at dark. I want someone else to start that. You said it's a 98 Chevy pickup. Have somebody else start that when you have the hood open, and I want you to look. See, it's pitch blackout. Leave the headlights off. Get them off. Don't park underneath a street lamp. No, I want it dark. And so when you start it up, when that partner, your friend, your whoever is going to start it, look for sparks. You'll see them quicker when it's dark. You're going to find out, Phil, that those sparks are coming down over there by that Chevrolet starter. See, Chevrolet starters have a problem with the positive battery cables at the starter motor. That's where the starter motor and starter solenoid is. We come back from this break, Phil. We're going to talk a little bit more about Phil's email. And Chevrolets, I have a little behind-the-door scene. That's a scene now. I know we're radio, but you're going to see it. But hopefully I can describe it. Good. I'm Mark Evans right here from Boise, Idaho, live from the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Driving this week here on Auto World for you. I appreciate that. I really do. I've got 10 and 2 on the steering wheel right now. You're sitting back relaxing in the back seat. I'm your chauffeur for this week, and I do appreciate you letting me be your chauffeur. See, I've got slide him in and slide him out. Sammy, my chauffeur, that gets me to and from the studio, but today I'm your chauffeur. Thanks for joining me in the back seat. Some of you are in the passenger side. Thank you. Keep the window up. We got the air conditioner on. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to be along with you live from Boise, Idaho, from the Auto World Plaza. We've had a lot of fun here, and I've had not more than fun with a lot of emailers. I've just been answering some emails here, and I wanted to get back to Phil. His email in Oklahoma, he's listening to us in Oklahoma, a great affiliate there, KZLS, 1640 AM in Oklahoma City. And he's talking about the spark that he's had, and I asked him to get into the dark, park that 98 Chevy pickup that he owns, into the dark after the local news is done. It's dark outside. Don't spark underneath any street lamps. Open the hood, get somebody else in there to start it, Phil, and you're going to see some sparks. Just look for sparks. Now, that is something that you might have your friend start and stop at 2-3 times before, you know, you've got a lot of areas to look at. But the first area that I want you to look at, Phil, is right down there by the starter. Where's that at? Passenger side. Just go over on the passenger fender, look down underneath where the exhaust manifold is. Chevrolets have a starter and solenoid package mounted, you know, together. The battery cable goes down to the top of the starter solenoid, and that's where everything ignites as soon as you turn the key on. Now, this arcing you're going to hear, more than likely, what's going on, Phil, is that your truck... See, Chevrolets, this is why I wanted to talk a little bit about this after our break here, because a lot of you own Chevrolets, and some of you have had this problem before. Or you're thinking you might have this problem, and that's why we're here to help you here on Auto World. The battery cable is only about an inch and a half away from where? The exhaust manifold that's hot. Hot, hot, hot. I'm talking 350 degrees hot when it's up to operating temperatures, and it's only an inch, inch and a half away. Chevrolet put a metal, about a 16-gauge metal shield bolted to the starter that keeps the heat away from the starter solenoid. So what ends up happening, you know, every time you drive your car and your truck, folks, it's vibrating. It vibrates the cable loose. This is a big, huge 4-gauge positive battery cable. It's about the size of your pinky on your hand, right or left hand. You pick the hand. But it's a pretty good-sized cable, and it's a big nut there that tightens it up, 9/16 inch to be exact. It loosens up, causing the cable to wiggle up, causing it to do what? Where we're going with Phil right now with sparks. The positive battery cable, folks, on Phil's 98 Chevrolet pickup is probably more than likely touching the exhaust manifold. That's metal. It's grounding out. So if you take a 12-volt battery cable that's hot, juice, 12-volt, 12.3, onto an exhaust manifold, it's going to go... And, Phil, you have an electrical fire on your hands. Not only do you have sparks, but you get 4th of July all the way up into the ignition switch, and you get yourself a hot key when you touch the key. Not good. So, go there first, Phil, for me, and see if that's the truth. If the shield is on there, Phil, that's what I'm getting at here with everybody. I want all the Chevrolets to have this 16-gauge metal from the factory shield, heat shield on there. It keeps not only the heat away from the solenoid from burning down, the cable from burning down, but it keeps the sparks. It keeps the cable from not touching. It will not touch the exhaust manifold. So anyway, hey, Phil, thank you. Send me another email there, Phil, and with your address. I'll send you out some goodies from Washtrop McGuire's Mothers. And I'm going to throw in a bottle of it, Engine Bright. Keep that engine clean for you, Phil, on that 98 Chevrolet. It's a good rig. We're going to keep it clean, okay? Let's do it. That's how you do it, folks. Great email from Oklahoma. Email address again, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook Messenger, you can get me there, Mark Evans. Just look for Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting behind a microphone. I've got I think you can get up to 5,000 friends. I'm almost there. So I'd love to have you join me. And please, I welcome you over to Auto World Radio Facebook page. We do have a website now, autoworldmedia.com. Autoworldmedia.com. I'm going to start putting a lot more on there. I'm guilty. Well, anyway, Barrett Jackson was this weekend, and I wanted to talk a little bit of Michael Phelps, you know him. He's swimming all the time. He's swimming. Not this time. He was over at Barrett Jackson's in Scottsdale, Arizona. Why? Well, because he sold a 2010 Ford Mustang Roush Performance Edition, build number one. What did it sell for? $400,000. Well, all that money is going to the Michael Phelps Foundation. That's right. The hammer price was $400,000, and it's going to go all to the Michael Phelps Foundation, and he's got a great foundation that's happening there. Of course, donating and helping people do a lot of things. I always want to share that with you when somebody, you know, $400,000 for a Mustang, and that Hummer we talked about earlier for $2.5 million, it's all for foundations and helping people. That's what it's all about. Absolutely. Well, a little trivia coming your way right now before the garage door rolls down on the third hour. In 1994, ooh, that's pretty close to old Phil's 98 Chevy pickup. In 1994, at the Tokyo Motor Show, Toyota exhibits the EV50, an experimental electric car that uses rechargeable lead-acid batteries. Huh? Yeah, it's back in 1994. Has a top speed of 72 miles an hour and a range of 150 miles. Well, looky there. That was back in 1994. Boy, we're getting 250, 350 miles out of those EVs now today, coming your way. That question, I'd like to carry that over now because I've got some of great affiliates taking our show here, Auto World, on a delayed situation. But with that, you folks can answer me, of course, always on email. Answer this question for me. What's your opinion? Do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Do you think NASCAR will be all electric one day? Good question. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Oh, Oh, yeah. Don't get mad. Let's get glad. The best three-row seat.
What?
The best three-row seat. Named the best three-row seat SUV for families. The Kia Telluride. If you haven't had a chance to look at the Telluride, go for it. It's been nominated for the best three-row seat SUV. You need three seats? Yes, you do. Why? Because you got a lot of friends. Besides your family, folks. You got family, too. Don't forget about them. They have Kia Motors in America. They're out of Irvine, California. That's right. Irvine, California. The best three-row SUV for families. Absolutely. Well, it looks like the garage door is getting ready to go down. I want to thank, of course, you and all of the crew that helps put on Auto World each and every week. Of course, Axelrod Alex sitting behind the GC, the 2800 GCN mixer machine to make you sound good. Oh, thanks, Alex. General Motor George, my chief engineer, he actually was in the house this weekend fixing things. Thank you, George. He keeps me wired. Howdy, Adam. Always out taking care of my affiliates. There's a lot of them coming, and a lot of new ones, old ones and new ones. Everybody's fresh here. Absolutely. Lugnut Lee, the program director, marketing manager of GCN. He's always keeping the wheels on this wagon. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. My makeup artist, Lion Lucy. She's always saying, I'm looking good. Thank you. My personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Oh, yeah. Loudmouth Jay, the janitor. Thanks, Jay, for keeping this place clean and getting rid of all the grease. Absolutely. Of course, keep my seat cushion warm. Seat cushion, Susie. Oh, yeah, and Bentley Bryan, bending the rules to make me look good on GCNLive.com. My customer care expert, who cares, Willie?
Dang, Willie.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.